Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, John, the Gospel of Love. Thank you to Rhonda, Glynis, Amy, Don, and Ed for being part of the service. The scripture reading is John 3, 16 to 18. Happy birthday this week to Ivy.
The reading this morning is taken from John 3, 16 through 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for being with us. In the Gospel of John, the word love is used 57 times. It's used more often than in the three other Gospels combined. The greatest command is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the question would be, why? Maybe the answer would be, because God, his love for us is immeasurable. John also writes 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and also the book of Revelation. So the word love is going to be repeated, and I think in today's world that's okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life eternal. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. There's so much condemnation in the world today. So we need to go back and listen to the words of Jesus and John and others. In chapter 5, 42, Jesus said, "But I know you, and I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts." And so Jesus said, "You diligently study the scriptures." I try to do that. "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me," Jesus said. "Yet you refuse to come to me to have life." And then in chapter 8, Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I came from God, and now I am here." See, they were waiting for the Messiah, and he was standing right in front of them, looking for the Messiah. And Jesus was right there. And Jesus is right here. "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I am with you always. Even until the end of the world, and even after that, I am with you." So I love that scripture because I love scriptures, but there's something beyond scripture, and that's love itself, the love of Christ. In chapter 8 and 42 of John, Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now I am here." And as I said, they're waiting for this Messiah, and he's standing right in front of them, and he's standing right in front of us. "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. And then, if you love me, you will obey what I command." Verse 21, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me." There was this argument, this wrangling all throughout the New Testament, trying to understand what this is all about. And Jesus comes along and demonstrates himself, and John himself If you love me, you will obey what I command. In verse 21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. And it's true. It's one thing to love, and then it's another thing to actually put it into practice. 14 and 21, again, John continually repeating the words of Jesus. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he's the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by the Father. And then in chapter 14, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Have you ever thought that Jesus lives in your house? Because he lives in you. We don't have to search for him. He's always with us. What did he say? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I often think of when our children were quite young and go in and checking on them at night and you see them peacefully sleeping, just checking in. Maybe sneak over and give them a little kiss. You know, when we're sleeping at night, our Father is looking at us. He's over us. He's with us. And I suppose if there's a spiritual kiss, he's doing that too. This word love is used so often, but when it really comes home, it's perfect. As I've said, many of us, when we have our children, and our children are wrestling and they can't really sleep and so forth, and we hold them in our arms, and then finally you can feel the peace where the baby just goes and sleep. This is not just dramatic language. It's the reality of how God loves us. And because he loves us, he wants us to remain in his love. He said, this is love. Love each other. There's self-love, but there's also the love of serving others. So in 21 and 15, it says, when Jesus and his disciples had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, then feed my lambs. Meaning, if you love me and I love you, share that with others. Feed my sheep. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? And he answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And then the third time, he says to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And like us, Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him for the third time, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And then Jesus said, and I think there was a pause, if you really love me, feed my sheep. Share your love. Love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. It's all part of God's love. And the fact is that he pours out his love into our hearts. Like parents and all of us, looking at a crib where the baby is asleep, there's nothing better. There's nothing greater. This is this attachment of love. And that's how God sees us, this attachment of love. Looking at us, loving us, caring for us. It's not just words, but it's the reality. And John makes it very, very clear. When Jesus and his disciples had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, John, do you truly love me? And he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And that's repeated throughout several times in this. So he says, if you do love me, take care of my sheep. Take care of my lambs. Take care of people. I tell you the truth that when you were younger, you dressed yourself where you wanted to go. And when you're old, your hands will be stretched out. He's talking about the crucifixion of Jesus. And then in the concluding book of John, he says this. Jesus did many other things as well. And I think that when we get to heaven, one of the first things I'd like to do is tell me more. Tell me more. Because he says, if every one of them were written down, I suppose that the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. Tell me more, tell me more. And then we have another book written by John. It's called, appropriately, 1 John. This is the message that we've heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us, purifies us from all sin. Don, are you a sinner? Yeah, I'm a sinner. Jesus is going to say, I think you need to stop and think about that. Have I sinned? Oh, yes. Are you a sinner? No, Lord. You wrap your arms around us. You promised in us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And when we do sin, there is someone who is an advocate for us, this Holy Spirit, encouraging us to remember to live in love. How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. I remember a long, long time ago when Rhiannon and Brian were in the bathtub and they had put all kinds of bubbles in the bathtub and bubbles flying everywhere, lavished upon everywhere. And we walked into the washroom and they were there. They were having so much fun. They were absolutely lathered in foam, lathered in soap, but most importantly, lathered in safety and joy. And that's how God sees us. And this is his command, to believe in the Son of God and to love one another as he has commanded. Those who obey his commands will live in him and he in them. And this is what we know, that he lives in us by the Holy Spirit of God that is given to us. And so in chapter 4, we love because he first loved us. And whoever loves God must also love his brother and sister. Don, do you love me? God says. Yes. God loves us. Do you love Jesus? Yes. Then love your neighbor. Then love your neighbor. See your neighbors as brothers and sisters. And then in 3 John, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all will get along with you, even as your soul is getting along. And then we come to the last part in John's writings of Revelation, the apocryphal book. I must admit that Revelation still is a difficulty for me in studying it. It reminds me of the Wizard of Oz, all the different pictures and stories and everything else. What's actually going on? When you read Revelation, it is sometimes quite difficult, but at the end, everything is good. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants what must soon take place, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything that he saw in Revelation. And that is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. To him who loves us and freed us from our sin by his blood and has made us, listen to this, who has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. Who knew that we're all priests? And now, in this short sermon, now the dwelling of God is with us. The dwelling of God is here among us. And I don't know how you're feeling, but God does. And now the dwelling of God is with us. He lives with us, and he will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for the old order of things has passed away. We'll see our loved ones again. Now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you today and forevermore. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.